One of the most important things to notice about this small ceramic is its scale, according to Morse Museum director Lawrence Ruggiero.
Tiffany makes a kind of a conceit of scale, so that we're looking at something which has some of the epic quality and the highly decorated quality of a Corinthian column or a great Baroque sculpture. On the other hand, it's 12 inches high and it's a piece of celery.
Yes, you heard that right. This little vase, whose form mimics the Corinthian columns you might find in a Greek temple, is an homage to celery.
The idea of using a celery and then trying to produce with that an effect that is more commonly associated with some epic-scaled grand sculpture is a conceit. You see the columnar aspect of the celery stalks leading to all of these flowers on top. So it has a kind of classical quality, but it's shiny, it's bright, and so it reflects light. But it's an epic scene of a silly little vegetable.
Tiffany made his art pottery late in his career, after his glass had brought him commercial success. It was produced in molds, but each piece was finished by hand. By this time, the American art pottery movement, which had begun in the 1870s, was in full flower, a response to a growing market demand for handmade objects. The Morse has one of the largest collections of Tiffany pottery in the world.